Federation finally taking a bold stand to protect the integrity of the sport. I hope the World Tiddlywinks Foundation will step up next. Can the World Chess Federation be far behind? I don't know. As Cat Stevens said, it's a wild world. I'm Jay Thurber. You tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From feature story news in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with the Week in Review. Much of this week was dominated by one word: tariffs. The Friday, August 1st deadline forced countries to make last-minute deals with the US to try and avoid crippling duties on exported goods. But just ahead of that deadline, US President Donald Trump announced new tariff rates ranging from 10 to 41%, but giving countries another 7 days before those rates come into effect. Representative Jagruti Dave sent this report from Washington, D.C.
Among the dozens of countries hit with new duties, Switzerland was surprised to find it had been slapped with a 39% tariff, and Canada said it was disappointed by Trump's 35% levy. The White House says its strategy will bring in more foreign investment to the U.S., but experts warn of higher costs for American businesses and consumers. I'm Jagruti Dave in Washington.
Countries were left trying to work out what their rate meant. Taiwan called theirs of 20% temporary, with Taipei still hoping to strike a deal. Ever since Laura Westbrook sent this report from Hong Kong.
Speaking in Taipei, Taiwan's President Lai Ching-te calls the new levy temporary and says it's too early to say it represents a failure. He said the main reason the two countries had failed to reach an agreement by U.S. President Donald Trump's August 1st deadline was that procedural arrangements had not allowed them to complete a summary meeting for the negotiations. He added Taiwan is willing to have more talks, with the final goal being a reasonable rate that has a minimal impact on the electronics industry.
In contrast, the European Trade Commissioner praised the 15% deal that was struck with Washington ahead of the August 1st deadline. Ever since William Denslow sent this report from Brussels.
In a social media post, European Trade Commissioner Maroš Šefčovič said the trade deal signed with Washington will restore trust in the transatlantic economy. He says that EU exporters will benefit from a more competitive position. But a number of European leaders say the framework agreement is lopsided. The 15% baseline tariff is lower than the 30% the US had threatened, but the EU had originally pushed for a zero-for-zero agreement.
During the week, Canada and the United Kingdom announced plans to recognise a Palestinian state in September. Those countries followed a similar announcement from France, the three nations trying to put pressure on Israel to end its military campaign in the enclave. Ever since Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney announced Wednesday that Canada will recognize a Palestinian state in September as long as the Palestinian Authority holds elections next year without Hamas and agrees to a demilitarized state. The move makes Canada the third G7 country to announce plans to recognize a Palestinian state within the last week, joining France and the UK as international pressure mounts on Israel over the starvation crisis in Gaza.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSM.
the afternoon. I'm Jay Thurber. Greg from McKeesport wants us to play something later on this hour in honor of Bob Nutting in recognition of the fantastic performance that the Pirates turned in last night. So we're going to get to that in a little while. 412-385-7450.
Down on me.
Here's Big Brother and the Holding Company on Radio 9. You listen to a public radio station which had $1.1 billion of their funding yanked back. Funding that was already approved, mind you, that has been yanked back. NPR now estimates that 80 of their stations, mostly in small towns and in rural areas, are going to close this year. And Bruce called 412-385-7450. He said, could we play something in honor of the death of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in this country? Yeah, we can do that, Bruce.
Salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. So you better listen to the voice of music.
what news story I liked best yesterday. Because there were some great news stories yesterday. There was the announcement that the president is going to tear down the east wing of the White House to build himself a ballroom. There was the announcement that Congress is going to let the president keep a plane he is being given by the Qatari government. That was a good story. There was an announcement that the Supreme Court is going to consider a case as to whether or not the 14th and 15th Amendments can be enforced. That was fun. That was a fun story. Let me see. We moved nuclear submarines because the president was angry at a tweet from the former president of Russia. So we moved nuclear submarines close to Russia. That was great. That was great. Oh, we paved the Rose Garden. We've paved the Rose Garden. I guess not really paved. Concrete at the Rose Garden would be a good. But for me, as someone who's been in radio for 20 years, the announcement that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is going out of business after 50 years, 65 years, something like that, was founded in the 1960s. That was the cherry on the cow pie sundae, if you will. That was really just a piquant taste of.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy? Oh, remember how we listened to the radio and I said that's the place to be? And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me? It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice who's heard but never seen. Did on my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound when they let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma to do me a late night talk show. Now I've worked my way down home again near the Boise, Idaho. That's how this business goes. Don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man.
NPR this morning announcing that in the wake of the closure of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and Congress's vote to take back $1.1 billion in funding, which is about as much as we're going to spend rehabilitating that jet, by the way. It's an interesting coincidence, isn't it? But anyways, in the wake of Congress closing the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, NPR has announced that Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me has been renamed as Wait, Wait, We Can't Tell Anyone. And PBS said that Daniel Tiger's neighborhood has been paved over and is being used for parking.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall.
stations, by the way, that you're listening to don't receive any funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We're not sure where the money comes from. I mean, we used to get it out of when they had payphones at the Skibo Hall, we used to get the money out of the coin return slots, but they don't have those anymore. I think we've been stealing the got a penny, leave a penny trays from the 7-Eleven for our budget, but I'm not 100% sure. Was to get a big cotton ball and you shove it up in the coin return with your like index finger there, and 126 much more music time, and then when people's change is supposed to come down, it gets stuck, and then they get mad, and then you just have to, you know, sneak back and pull the cotton ball out, and then the change comes down. That assumes you have a payphone. I don't know where you shove the cotton balls into a cell phone. I have no idea. New music coming up in just a couple of minutes from the Black Keys, and we'll have your full-time forecast here. PennDOT wants you to know it's not too late to sign up for a free Pennsylvania Motorcycle Safety Program motorcycle safety course. If you or somebody you know is just starting out on a motorcycle, this might be the course for you. Visit the website for more information and view a list of third-party training providers. Now, these courses fill up quickly due to high demand, so don't forget to check back often as new sites, locations, and courses are added. The program is called Live Free, Ride Alive, and it's organized by the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. Visit Live Free, Ride Alive on Facebook or go to PennDOT.pa.gov/PAMSP for Pennsylvania Motorcycle Safety Program. That's a message from the State Department of Transportation. If you are listening to us on our flagship station, 88.3 WRCT, don't forget to stay tuned at 5 o'clock for Confusing Sounds. During Confusing Times, Saturday nights at 5, it's time for Chop Shop, only on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT. I was wrong, by the way. I was, that one point I mentioned, it's $1.1 billion that Congress has yanked back from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I apologize, I was wrong about that. That's actually for 2 years. So they've yanked back the funding for 2 years that totals $1.1 billion. So what, $550 million a year? Or now the ballroom that we're going to build so that the president can entertain in the style to which he has become accustomed is $200 million. I don't know how much paving the Rose Garden was. But the ballroom is going to be $200 million. So if we cut the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, he only needs to raise another what, $300 million, which maybe they could have a pledge drive.
Everybody talks about the weather.
Please give generously.
Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman thought. Whether you believe it or not.
Operators are standing by. Partly sunny this afternoon with a high of 79. Cloudy overnight with a low of 55. On Sunday, sunny skies, high 82. Monday, high 85. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 87. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of 83. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 76 in Washington County, 71 in Butler, 73 in Beaver County. It's 72. Outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 74 at WRCT with new music from the Black Keys. Keys here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. It's 1:32, and these are the Supremes.
Message from
So I see that Greg Gutfeld, do you watch the Greg Gutfeld show? He's on very late at night. Usually by that time, the nurses have put the pill under my tongue and made me swallow it. But anyways, Greg Gutfeld, he's on the Fox News Network, and he does a comedy show. And you can't see me making the quotes in the air with my fingers, but it's a comedy show. And Greg Gutfeld, one of the things, he's a funny bugger. My gosh, he's a funny guy. He thinks that Republicans should be proud to call themselves the N-word. The N-word. No, not that one. Nazi. He thinks that Republicans should be proud to call themselves Nazis. Well, guess what? If you have never seen his boffo yuck fest on Fox News, he's going to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon next week. My gosh. Isn't it a weird coincidence that Stephen Colbert gets fired and Greg Gutfeld, who proudly calls himself a Nazi, is going to be on Jimmy Fallon next week? That's so good. That is so much fun. Here's the thing is that Jimmy Fallon sees what way the winds are blowing. Never let it be said that Jimmy Fallon does not also blow. Elvis on Radio 9.
Oh, yeah. Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong.
Revival here on Radio 9. We've got a request to get to. Don't forget, we've got more news coming up for you at 2 o'clock. More music after these messages.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there to appointments, chemo, or radiation is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
It's a flashback to the 90s and the music that shaped our lives. It's the Kirsten and Amber Show. Monday nights at 9, Thursday afternoons at 4, and Saturdays at 5. On the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio.
Greg from McKeesport called at 412-385-7450, and he said, can I play something in honor of Bob Nutting after the Pirates' stellar performance last night? And it reminded me that our friend Kit Heath did this song a couple of years ago. I think it was 2018, 2019.
All right, are we ready? A one, two.
Hit rendition of Nothing from Nutting here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber!
The Balls of Pittsburgh Radio.
I think this is the song that Greg from McKeesport actually wanted to hear, though. We are going to check your sports next and weather. We'll have new music on the other side of that. It's Billy Preston on Radio 9. 3 o'clock on most of these same frequently frequented frequencies. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien. Eric brings you all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s with occasional bonus material. He's got a good show lined up for you this weekend, so give it a listen at 3 o'clock. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy coming up on 88.3 WYRCT and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Pittsburgh Pirates playing home run derby last night, but not the fun kind that we had during the All-Star game. The Pirates went up 9-1 in the first inning over the Colorado Rockies, and then blew the lead multiple times. They lost 17-16 to the worst team in baseball. Well, statistically, the worst team in baseball. Let's put it that way. Pirates going to try it again at Coors Field. Game time 3:10. Paul Skeens going to get the call to the mound for the Buccos. Austin Gomber for the Rockies. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball last night, Dodgers over the Rays 5-0. It was the White Sox over the Angels 6-3, Giants over the Mets 4-3, and the Red Sox beat the Astros by a score of 2-1. Friday Night Lights up at Steeler Training Camp in Latrobe drew 13,653 people in the crowd with long lines still trying to get access at 7:30. Aaron Rodgers looking good as he was connecting with star wide receiver DK Metcalf. Steelers announcing that they have signed former UFL player Tyler Baugh to a contract. Also, defensive lineman Breeden Fehoko announced on his social media accounts that he has re-signed with the Steelers. He was unsigned after spending last season on the Steelers practice squad. And the National Football League Alumni Association has announced a small business training camp in conjunction with the Better Business Bureau Foundation to help NFL, former NFL players, become successful entrepreneurs. Some of the players contributing: Tim Baylor, formerly of the Minnesota Vikings; Keith Bullock, formerly of the Tennessee Titans; Leroy Butler of the Green Bay Packers; Terrence Holt of the Detroit Lions, along with his brother Torrey Holt from the St. Louis Rams. They own Holt Brothers Constructions. And Dick Vermeil, former head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. There's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Great weekend on tap for you with partly sunny skies and a high of 79. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 55. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 82. Clear Sunday night, low 57. Sunny Monday with a high of 85. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny skies with a high near 87. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 76 in Washington County. It's 72 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland at WRCT. 74 degrees with new music from the High Water Marks.
Thank you.
called Consult the Oracle. The tune was called The Works. I'm sorry. Beg your pardon. Grant your grace. Hope the cow spit in my face. Those were the high water marks here on Radio 9. Jargon Ingman and Yumpin' Yimini going to take us to the news. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me at jaythurbershow.com or on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. We've got one more hour of the oldies to go. We will be playing some Tom Lehrer. I heard Larry Berger playing a lot of it during the Saturday Light Brigade this morning, and I was like, is there anything left for me? But yeah, I think there will be. You're tuned to 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Talks where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I believe the president does not want to harm qualified beneficiaries of Medicaid. This bill will, in its current form. There's a way to fix it.
North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis says his party will pay in next year's midterm elections for cutting Medicaid earlier this month. The One Big Beautiful Bill creates national work requirements for the program and cuts $1 trillion from its budget. Tillis and others say they favor weeding waste, fraud, and abuse out of Medicaid, but he's joined